Tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026. And Trump just came out and said some amazing things and did some amazing things.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday global transmission, the third day of June, 2026, year of our Lord. I am your host, Alex Jones. Well, we've got a transmission for you today, some incredible guests, and so much more. Iran started bombing Kuwait and other countries in the region overnight. The U.S. started bombing islands in and around the Strait of Hormuz. Trump came out and did a TV interview and said, yes, I said all of that to Netanyahu, that he's going to get basically Israel destroyed if it continues on his path, that everybody hates Israel now because of him, and he just stopped killing civilians, and then he's effing crazy. Now, what does that mean? It means Trump's trying to get an off-ramp. And when he said that over the weekend, I came out and said, Trump leaked it to Axios. It's real. And I got piled on. Oh, you don't know anything. Oh, that's a lie of Axios. As if you have sources, as if you know anything. I'm talking about those people. I have the track record of being the most accurate person in the media. That's why the system hates me. I have the sources. I don't even have to reach out to them, they reach out to me because they want the information out. And then also, so the pro-war people said, oh, no, it's not true. Netanyahu's God. You're wrong. And then the total anti-Trump people that just don't even want to end the war because it makes Trump and America look bad, they said you're sucking Trump's ding-dong. You're wrong, too. I'm right. You're wrong. I'm right. You're wrong. And again, the point about being right is my worldview is the most accurate overall analysis there is, and that's just a fact. It's not bragging. And I know how to get us out of this. And I don't sit here and just make up crap like so many other people. I've had to work 32 years to get in this position with all my contacts and information. And I know what's going on in the Trump administration right now. And you've had Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent all come out and say all the same stuff I'm saying. Joe Kent was on War Room just last week. Interesting. I told you it's Trump ordered the stand down of the Border Patrol. And now Bovino has come out and said that. Might want to listen to him. Who do you think my sources are? When other people aren't ready to come out with something, but they want it out, they come to me. So most of the time when I tell you something is my view, is that I don't even want to put them on to sources. I'll just say, oh, I think this is going to happen. I think this is what's going on. Most of the time, I already know. But just a fact about the broadcast. I haven't told you what's coming up yet. There is so much to get to. Oh, they're now saying, Iran's saying, oh, we can make a bomb in a day now. They have it. People go, well, then we should have blown them up. No, that's why you don't blow them up. Same thing with North Korea. Right again. Have you shared the live feed, my beautiful patrons, at Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live.
Most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You notice you haven't heard Roger Stone on the show in the last month. And I'm not mad at him. But I know why he's not been talking to me or coming on the show. And that's because I talked to people about what happened. He's been getting calls from the White House saying, stop telling Alex Jones stuff. Why does he know all this? Well, let me just clear things up for everybody. My main source in the White House is not Roger Stone. And I don't just have one source in the White House. I have a whole bunch. And sources in the Pentagon, sources in Army Special Operations, sources in the DOJ, sources in DHS, ICE, Border Patrol. I got sources up my ass. And up and down both sides. So that's what's going on here. Because, you know, the general listeners know I'm almost always right. I do a lot of research and have my opinions and sources. But you know, some people still just don't understand that when I'm nailing all this stuff, the White House knows that I know. If you go back to Friday night, when Axios came out with the big story, and this is bigger than just this story. It's about the end, the potential end of the Iran war and Trump trying to find an exit ramp. You notice it broke at like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and I didn't cut a video until like 10 o'clock at night. And I shot 2 reports on it, one at like 10:30 and one at 11, I uploaded. They got millions of views. And I broke down what was really going on. And the days all blur. Was that actually Sunday or Monday? I don't remember. 3-4 days ago, whenever it broke, it all blurs. And you notice I didn't come right out and just shoot a first video about the Axios report. I waited, did some research, and then made some phone calls, and then I got a phone call about it. Now, yesterday I talked to somebody very close to the White House, close to everybody, and got even more information on this. And it's exactly what I thought it was. Because a lot of the information I got was just confirming the call happened and that Trump was the one that leaked it. And then obviously I then extrapolated that means he's looking for an exit ramp and trying to blame Netanyahu, who at the end of the day gets the most blame, but Trump gets it too. And then so many of the commenters are like, why are you trying to give Trump a facelift? Why are you being nice to Trump? Why are you doing all of this? It's not about Trump. It's about ending the war, and it's about putting pressure on him and the other Greater Israel Project people and exposing the fraud of this. What are we, 97 days into it? Let's put it on screen. That's what this was about. But so many people look at this stuff through the lens of, is it pro-Trump or is it anti-Trump? How about does it end the war? How about does it help the economy? How about does it put pedophiles in prison? Yeah, so we're 95 days in. But Israel struck 96 days. So now Trump's come out in a TV interview. This is the first thing we're going to hit, and a bunch of other stuff, obviously. It's all tied together. And said, yeah, I did say all that. Yeah, a little newsflash. When there's a transcript And it goes through Axios, that is basically the CIA, and is the preferred place now for Trump to leak stuff other than Fox News, then you know it's him. But then I confirmed that Trump had it being transcribed and gave the order. Now, I said that in my reports, that Trump is the leaker. Which shows that Mark Levin thinks he has all these sources. He talks to Trump almost every day, but he doesn't know how things work, actually, even though he's worked in the White House before. He literally thought somebody leaked that, and it wasn't the president, it's criminal. And doesn't even understand that Trump constantly, and it's on record, leaks to Axios. So I knew the background, I knew the history, I knew it was a transcript. So that's not just somebody sitting there in the corner, you know, remembering an exact transcript. That was ordered to be done. And then my source confirmed it was ordered. And now you see it and it's admitted. Right again, right again, right again. And so when I say something, thousands of pieces of information go into it. Like I immediately said, that's Trump. That's a Trump leak. That means he's looking for an off-ramp. Let me make some phone calls. Let me do some research. What I thought it was is what it was. See, I already know most of the time what it is, since I'm so researched and immersed in this, but then I make other steps to make sure. Then I reached out to someone yesterday afternoon and said, what is your view on this from sources? And it was exactly what I said the day it broke, but now confirmed. Now, this isn't about me being right. But it's about other people learning how I've learned to understand the world so you can figure out and study the intel and the information, because most intelligence is hiding in plain view. But it's the bigger story of Trump is seriously looking for a way to end this. He wasn't just putting that out as bad cop, bad cop, make himself look good. That's part of it. You don't come out and broadside Netanyahu like that if you're not intending to hang this around his neck. And so you can say, well, he was guilty, but so is Trump. Fine, that's a side issue. The good indicator, and it's a very strong signal, and this has already come out of the White House months ago. Even Susie Wallace says in the war it's going to cause inflation. Most people actually in the White House do not like the war and said don't do it, including J.D. Vance. Now, once Trump did it, Vance backed it because that's what he signed up for. But the Israel lobby has Trump's ear because of business investments and his family and all the stuff they're involved in. And the Saudis wanted the war at first. Now they've backed off of it. That's why Trump, for at least a month, is trying to end it. So it's not some angel cake thing by Trump. And me reporting that is not about facelifting Trump. It's about reporting what the facts are. I don't report stuff for what I want it to be. I report what the information is, balls and strikes. Got a bunch of other examples of this today. Trump just signed an executive order. I've read it. Depending on the two or three schedules that are out there, Kennedy already cut some, but it was up to almost 71 recommended government vaccines. And they push it like it's the law when the government says recommended and it gives it liability protection. That number went down to about 68 in the last year, with a few of them being cut by Trump already, like hepatitis and things. Now it cuts it down to less than 10. Less than 10. Now, depending on whose analysis you look at, we have 71 recommended, 75 recommended. This cuts it to 25, 36, 10. The way I read this, it cuts it to about 9 shots, which is still too much, that they'll get in the first 4 years. But that is a massive reduction. What is that, a 90% reduction? And so that's why you get varying numbers, because there's different interpretations of it. A compliant child must have between 69 and 92 vaccines to stay in school in some states, and not one of them has been safety tested in pre-licensed placebo-controlled trial, and this is just malpractice, so the people who are in charge of that are now gone. In fact, get me that clip. That was Kennedy a few weeks ago. Well, he's made good on it, and just this alone, praise God, I'm glad we got Trump in. He was way better than Democrats by light years. So he's like 1,000 light years better until a year ago, and now he's 500 light years better. But we're still on his ass to try to get him back on track. That's not on a Trump train. That's putting pressure on who's in there to do what we want. So this is massive. This is at alexjoneslive.com. We'll be getting into more of it in detail a little bit later. Trump signs executive order backing major overhaul of childhood vaccine schedule. That's LifeSite News. Well, I mean, what it does is it says you will no longer have the federal executive recommendation for a shot, and when a shot is recommended, it then is given liability protection. What he just did was strip them of liability protection, and when that happens, it stops. This is a massive, massive, massive victory. This is like Return of the Jedi. We haven't blown up the second Death Star yet, but we just blew up the Super Star Destroyer Executioner. Or Executor. Use a cheesy analogy. Let's pull up the Star Destroyer Executor crashing into the Death Star. I mean, this is the Executor just blew up. And what did it run into? The Death Star. And blew a big piece off of it. I mean, we are scoring grievous hits. This was a gladiator fight. We didn't stab them in the heart, but we just chopped their hand off. I mean, they ain't doing well. We just focus and stay on the attack. We're going to chop their head off politically. We're going to run that short sword right up their heart. So, devastating. Devastating. Let's go to YouTube. The destruction of the Star Destroyer. I think it's called Executor Execution. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and play this. Go ahead and play it with audio. So that is the moment we're at on this. So, beautiful. Then Bovino comes out and says, no, it's Trump killed internal enforcement of illegal aliens. And now they're bringing in former Democrat NGOs to run, and he broke that on our show 3 weeks ago. And he doesn't know if Trump's doing that. That's why he raised the alarm here and the day later on Fox. But he is saying, no, it's Trump. That's not because Bovino wants to hurt Trump. He wants to put pressure on his ass to do his job. We don't get pissed at Trump and take our ball and go home from the sandbox. We say, you are going to get back in track. We're not going to let the Israelis and the globalists and big tech puppeteer your ass. We may lose that fight, but we're going to try to get your ass back in line. You work for us, bitch. Got it. And again, the anti-Trumpers are run by the left, the pure ones. That's why they say, oh, putting pressure on Trump, trying to get him to do good things or praising good things he does, that's sucking Trump's wiener. You see it everywhere. No, that's not. And the Democrats steal their way back in. I'm going to be all over their ass when they're trying to get initiatives through. Telling you not to be politically engaged and publicly vocal is what enemies do. Anybody saying that is a bot or brainwashed or an enemy. So, some of my listeners get confused. They go, well, you say something good he does. This is something bad. Yeah, that's what I do. I'm like a weather reporter. Oh, the next 5 days, beautiful sunny skies, 67 to 85 degrees. Next week, thunderstorms and hail alert. I'm just telling you what it is. And if I'm a good weather man, you're going to keep tuning in. So I want to give you good weather reports. By good, I mean I want to be accurate. My bread and butter is that. I always thought that's what you'd want, right? Unfiltered, which is a smart guy that does a lot of research and talks to a bunch of experts. What's really going on? Somebody that isn't on a payroll to feed you a line of horse crap? That's why we're tomorrow's news today here at alexjoneslive.com. All right. Here's the little allegory from Return of the Jedi. Here it is.
Concentrate all fire on that superstar destroyer.
Sir, we lost our bridge reflector shield. Intensify the forward batteries.
I don't want anything to get through.
Intensify the forward batteries.
I don't want anything to get through.
Intensify forward firepower.
Pharma and Fauci are having a bad day. 90%+ of childhood vaccines effectively banned. But the InfoWars continues. We're going into the core of the Death Star now.
All right, Wedge, go for the
power. Locking on target.
Copy, Gold Leader.
Target, ADL. Target, Globalist. Target, Chi-Coms. Target, Pedophile Satanist. Oh, things aren't going too well, are they, Klaus Schwab? King Charles. Oh.
Move the fleet away from the Death Star.
We're like, move the fleet away from Trump. He's self-destructing. But we're still taking out the enemy. Trump is like Darth Vader. He'll be, history. But he's still in the end for the imprint on the reactor shaft. I've been waiting for this a long time, my little green friend.
Yeah.
All right, folks, thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday transmission. And I have this tendency, it's not bad, it's just what I do, because I was self-trained on Access TV and everything. I just, just do things the way I do it. I always say, this is what's coming up, and then I go, the first thing I mention, I go into it, and then I don't go into anything else for an hour. Let me tell you what's coming up. I mentioned it, but... So when we play that, we'll cut it into what I said earlier. We posted on Rumble and X and everywhere. Where Trump's going, yeah, I did say all that to Netanyahu. When everybody said it was fake and I was believing the mainstream media. And I said, no, he leaked it. And now it's all confirmed. But that's not the issue. The issue is he's looking for an off-ramp for real. And I've confirmed that from all sorts of sources, including at the Pentagon, CENTCOM, White House, all of it. That's good. Wait a minute. You're saying Trump's good now. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we're trying to end the war. It's a totally separate deal. If we get Trump to do something good, that's good for humanity. So no more girls' schools get blown up, and we're not spending hundreds of billions on more weapons for Israel. So we're going to finish up with that in a moment. And with Megyn Kelly, and look, Megyn Kelly is a corporate lawyer. She's a mercenary in my view. She's very slick, very smart. And now she knows the Patriots are winning, and so now everything she says is basically true. So that shows you how much we're winning, though. But in just a short clip on the Sean Ryan show, she 100% nails it. Everything she says is true to the dot. Now, I talked about this decades ago. When we hit the tipping point of the Liberty Great Awakening movement worldwide and all the mercs and the systems falling, all these super smart mercs are going to join us because we're the winning team, and that's where the audience is. And then the shift destroying the globalists goes even faster. And we're now well into that. And I always said I'm a shock trooper. I had to hit the barbed wire early when it wasn't safe to do this, when you got totally still get persecuted and attacked for it, to make it safe to get other people to go public and whistleblowers, and then at the tipping point and have all the mercenaries who aren't ideologues, but were working for the bad guys, now realize the bad guys are going down. When they jump over to us, which is now happening, game over, New World Order. How's it feel, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, Bloomberg, Democrat Party? All you did to shut me down. In your own Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, white papers that are public. 16, 17 years ago, we got to stop Jones. It'll trigger a populist uprising. I read that. God, I'm not that important. I guess they were smarter than I was in long-term projections. And then you thought you'd destroy me and somehow discredit the whole liberty movement and or scare other people to not stick their heads up. You have lost. It's over. I win. The American people win. The true Christians win. The patriots win. All praise to God. And we thank him for our Lord and Savior he sent here to be the sacrifice for our sins, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. We have not completely won the war yet, But as long as we have faith and don't give up, you can see the end of this. And there'll still be issues. There's not some utopia like the communists offer. But my point is it's getting really good. And I got so much other good stuff coming out of the Trump admin. Because they may have gotten to Trump on foreign policy and other stuff and turned him. But still, we got a lot of good people in there. So see, you got to analyze the whole playing field. And we got to get in there. When the different globalist factions come in to manipulate, whether it be Chi-Com agents are getting arrested in mass and Israeli operatives are being exposed and spotlighted and their ratings are plunging and they're in trouble and the big evil pharma's on its heels and indictments have happened to Fauci's top lieutenants. It's happening. So since I mentioned it, I like to actually show stuff. Breaking. Trump confirms he told Netanyahu, "You're effing crazy," during call. I did. I always get angry. Oh, yeah, behind the scenes, he screams at people all the time. I didn't used to. And then we'll go to break, come back with Megyn Kelly. Then I'm going to shift gears into Iran nuclear risk seen higher than before Trump's attacks. I said that. I said they'll start admitting they have nukes, which they've started to do. And now notice Pakistan's moved its nukes into some of the nukes that are owned by Saudi Arabia. They don't own all Pakistani's nukes, but Pakistan has nukes that are owned by Saudi Arabia secretly have now been moved in and are loaded on the bombers. It shows you where we're at. Iran sends missiles, drones targeting air bases in Kuwait after U.S. nighttime attack on Qasim Island. Dwindling oil inventories could mean gas prices soar even higher. We'll be getting to all of that. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says if Israel nukes Iran, that he will fire intercontinental ballistic missiles at Tel Aviv and Washington, D.C. Got video of that. We have the U.K. in total peaceful uprising and the police attacking folks after it's come out in Parliament. The government protected the mass rape of hundreds of thousands and the killing of thousands of little white girls. Only whites are allowed to be targeted. The police and Muslims have a deal. They would say only whites, rape them, murder them, get them. And then they also, the police stand by when you're stabbed. They go, we're going to handcuff you while you die. Thank you. And then they celebrate another evil white murdered. The liberal white police, a lot of them are Muslim, you know, with their whoever's doing the killing. And so that case has totally exploded. We got big developments on that front. And then we have, again, the poison shots being massively curtailed here domestically. And we have a former member of parliament, I've had on several times, Andrew Bridgen. And he is just incredibly smart and an expert on human trafficking, the satanic cults over there, how they're trafficking kids out of Ukraine into the UK, the Islamic invasion. Protecting children from the transgenderism cult, the WHO power grab. It's all coming up next hour with Andrew Bridgen. I know him well, but I always have trouble saying his name. Andrew Bridgen. Bridgen. So that is coming up. The murder of Henry Nowak, the Makersfield by election on June 18th. This is the current labor and Major of Manchester, Andy Burnham, is aiming to return to Parliament as a MP and replace Keir Starmer as MP. Restore Britain's UK last chance for peaceful resolution and peaceful revolution. Ukraine war, Iran war, Agenda 2030, vax, geoengineering, and more. This guy is smart as a razor blade. And we're going to be talking to him in T-minus 32 minutes. Stay with us and share the live feeds. So it's real simple. If you want to keep this broadcast on the air, if you want to see us hire more hosts, more reporters, and expand, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the very best supplements, wide selection of Patriot apparel, and so much cool stuff. The problem is the really cool products they get, like the Faraday bags and the wallets and the knives. It's all great. They sell out so quick and they can't get the supply of them. But I want to thank you all for your support. So they give away an amazing American super vehicle, usually an off-road truck or SUV or sports car, every month. But every month of the last week, there is a special time where every purchase you get gets put into the sweepstakes 100 times, every dollar you spend. And most winners do it during this last week. And then you get $10,000 per vehicle when you win it. Nobody's ever won two vehicles at once. It's over 12 vehicles they're giving away now, or 14 vehicles. So this week until Friday at midnight, it's by law, it's all sweepstakes company. Every order you make, every dollar you spend at theauctionstore.com, you get put in 100x. To win the souped-up custom H1 Hummer and the 2026 Dodge Charger Scat Pack, plus $20,000 cash, or $10,000 each if you just won one vehicle. I can't wait till somebody wins both. Every dollar spent, 100x entries at thealexjonesstore.com. And that's a bigly thing that, you know, they're our sponsor, main funder. I was never really a sweepstakes guy, but now I like it because listeners love it. And, you know, we fly the winners in. We're building a bigger studio. As soon as that's done, we'll have winners in again. So take action on that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But let me just say this again. All I want to do is steer you right. I would not sell you something that doesn't work because I want you to like me in the show, and I also want you to want to get it again. I use the analogy all the time. If I owned a restaurant, it would have real quality, delicious, wide selection, great atmosphere, great service, reasonable price. I want to have the restaurant that has lines around the block every time. I don't want to, you know, you don't need Google to know who's got a good restaurant when you're even in some small town middle of nowhere. I'll be driving along with family. Hey, let's search reviews. This town coming up. I go, I'm not looking at a review. Human intelligence. I'm going to pull into town and I'll drive through the town and say, okay, that place has 5 cars at it. That has 20. That has a line out the door. If I'm not in a big hurry, I'd rather go to the one with the line out the door. If I'm in a hurry, let's go to the one that's full at least. And then I get this incredible meal. You can buy fake Google reviews. I don't go off that. I go off the reality. And if you don't get our ultramethylene blue or ultramethylene red or Irish CMOS or Shilajit or our bovine colostrum or our T3 iodine is the best, you are insane. You're not just getting the very best products that'll blow you away. You're funding an organization proven to piss off tyrants and change the world for the better. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a big mega sale one day going right now. 40% off Methylene Red, Atomic Defense Boom Booster, Methylene Blue Tincture, Methylene Blue Gummies, MK Ultra Brain Booster, Warcry Smelling Salts, 35% off Zeolite Detox, Spike Protein Heavy Metal Detox, Zeolite Tincture, Creatine Powder, the very best, CMOS Capsules, Methylene Blue Caps, 30% off Iodine Tincture, CMOS Gummies, Trilogy Caps and Gummies, Ultimate Chill and Energy, and so much more. And that funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So you have until Friday at midnight central to get in to win either or both of the vehicles, 100 times entries, but that's just a fun thing you do. You're missing out if you don't get the incredible products. And by the way, I was like, what are smelling salts for? I was ignorant. They're like, oh, they're a best seller, sir. We're selling. It's a big seller now. Because I guess if you're going to lift weights or you want to wake up without coffee, just smell this. My God, you're awake. You're a truck driver or whatever, you know. Don't have to drink too much coffee or whatever. Just get this. Warcry smelling salts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Potsu amici numera sutra in prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The fourth turning is here. A demographic historical fact, an 87-year cycle. But a fourth turning happens every 4 times and is a major revolutionary period at every level of society, globally. Even continents away, civilizations that weren't in contact with each other, the archaeological record shows it. The change happens everywhere. And you can tie it into the 100th monkey syndrome phenomenon. The point is, it's real. So the time of revolution is here. And we must decide, will it be a revolution that's pro-human, pro-God, pro-freedom, or will the globalists come in, who've been in control massively for the last few hundred years, and will they use it to get more control? That's what all the AI and the surveillance and the control and the racial division and exacerbating every problem is about. Well, this broadcast is Team Humanity. Elon Musk agreed with that term I developed a few years ago. And that's what we need to decide we're on. Pro-human natalist, pro-human expansion to the stars and beyond. So let me just finish up with the Netanyahu situation. It's a lot bigger than me being right about it and it being confirmed story by Trump. People saying, no, it wasn't real when it was obviously real. We had all the facts, plus I checked. It means Trump's trying to get an off-ramp. And that is a great thing. Because now Trump knows the mullahs aren't going to fall anytime soon, if ever, and the straight will stay closed, and it's already destroyed all his real numbers. And I know internally at the White House, they've got incredible polling systems that use AI and sample the internet and a whole bunch of other systems. And that's why, what, 3-4 months ago, the vice president saw Mark Mitchell of Rasmussen, their head pollster, on. He's now left there to set his own thing up. He'll be back on soon. And he's been a CEO of major companies, you name it, a really smart guy, not just a great pollster. And he was, you know, going over, stuff's really bad. And when he got there, they had their own numbers concurring with him. So when I would say, hey, Trump's polls since he kicked Musk out have just been going from 56 all-time high down to like basically 32 or so and lower in some, and this is going to lose the midterms. Shut up, boy. You're just quoting CNN. Oh, no, CNN said 100% support Trump to keep him on track destroying us. That wasn't a real poll. They said we surveyed some MAGA people on the telephone, people they already knew supported the war. That was for an audience of one to Trump. He always quotes it. Why, CNN says 100% of MAGA support this. Well, I guess that's because you lost 70 to 80% of MAGA. Doesn't mean we're over there with the Democrats. We're just in horror. Now, more of this banning from 70 plus down to less than 10 poison shots and things like that and getting this war shut down. We'll hold our nose and go vote Republican. We're sure as hell not going to vote Democrat. And getting Ken Paxton into the Senate, much better than Cornyn. Trump endorsed that. That's a good thing. But we need to get Trump's brain turned on. And you don't do that saying trust the trillion D chess of the Q-tard movement. I'm not trying to be mean if you bought into all that stuff, folks. I know all about it. I know who did it. I know it did come out of the White House. And then it got taken away by the Democrats and another faction and became a disinformation operation. And I told you that and got attacked. And of course I was right. But I can't give you the sources. I told one of the producers just what it was, and started one day, like about 2 years into Trump, saying, oh, I know who they are. Maybe I should say. Phone starts ringing. And it's one of the two. I told him, hey, Kellogg's calling me. Hey, what's he about to do? Funny, huh? But don't worry, I'm not going to say who. The point is that I have the sources. I'm on the inside, and I'm on the outside. I have the proven track record. And I'm sick of people that are wrong about everything, always lying about me and saying I'm wrong about everything. I'm right about 98% of the time. As you see, over and over and over again. And I don't say that to brag. I say it so it's recognized so that people listen to what I'm saying, spread the information, and we can derail and stop the globalists. We got their number. We got their MO. We got their plan. We got the Death Star plan. So, folks, we just got to assault the Death Star with the truth. Knowing is half the battle. Executing and following through is the rest. So since I mentioned it, here's Trump. Yeah, he said that. Yeah, and he leaked the transcript to Axios. That's who he leaks to. That's his. When he wants it done quickly, he goes with Axios. It's Fox and Axios. And it's come out that's who he leaks to. But I also confirmed it. But the people, I mean, it was massive things online. I saw videos with millions of views. Jones is a liar, fake news, the liberals at Axios, blah, 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 blah. He wouldn't talk about our gallant greatest allies leader. That's a lie. No. You point at the people with a track record of accuracy when you have a track record of the opposite and say that they're bad because you're a bootlicker of Israel and the globalist. Here's Trump.
Which you were angry with him. You said, are you effing crazy? What are you effing doing? I helped you stay out of jail. Is that true? Did you speak to him in those terms?
I did. I wouldn't say angry. I was a little bit perturbed at his constantly fighting with Lebanon. You know, at some point I said, BB, we got to stop this. We got to stop it. But I have a very good relationship. We've done well together. He always says, we could never have done it, but everybody knows that we could have never done it without the United States. But I've worked very well together. I like Bibi a lot, and I've worked very well with him. We had I'm a wartime president. He's a wartime prime minister, very important part of the world. And I think we've done, very well. We've gotten along very well together.
So then again, people responded and said, when I reported the day it broke, exactly what had happened and told you everything, that he leaked it. And it was they go, well, he's behind the war too. So don't let him, try to end it now. And don't say he's good now. I'm just trying to end the war. You just make up these phantom straw men of why. I'm very clear. I want to end the Ukraine war. I want to end the Iran war. I want to secure our country. I want to cut inflation. I want to kick the left out of brainwashing our kids. I want to stop the poison shots. I got an agenda. I wear it on my sleeve. Same agenda I had 30-something years ago when I got on air. And I'm just sick of this mental illness, not just people on X, whatever. I see major pundits constantly with the same attack points against me and others. It's never based in reality. Now, this is a powerful little piece with Megyn Kelly. And yeah, she's been an establishment mercenary for the system. But as I said earlier, the fact that she is now telling the truth on so many issues, everything she says in this clip is so well said, she's a big corporate lawyer, very smart, is so dead on. But it just shows how the truth is so popular, anti-globalism is so popular now, that whether it's Sean Ryan or her, just everybody, they're now all Alex Jones. And I have been very consistent with Midnight Hammer on that this would destroy the Trump administration and destroy the recovery if Trump got into it. And he would have, once he realized it was a fraud and a setup by the globalists to kill the economy and create a great reset, if he pulled out quickly, we might be able to still salvage it. But now it's questionable, okay? That's why I harp on this and harp on this and harp on this. They use COVID to derail things to get the world ready for collapse, and their new cashless society, central bank digital currency, didn't quite do it, but got us close. And now Trump's recovery was a great plan to stop that. That got derailed. We got to get back on track. So when she criticizes Trump and does a hole-in-one perfect analysis here in 4 minutes, I play this not to run Trump down, not to make the Republicans lose the midterms, not to have CNN or the Young Turks play a clip and go, oh, look, Jones is mad at Trump now, as if I care about their audience watching me. Bunch of Islamists, globalists, and the rest of it, and pedo supporters and transgender cult leaders. No, I'm playing it so grassroots, Christian, conservative, nationalist, patriots, whatever the race, color, and creed, get on their representatives and Trump's ass to get him back on track. They saw Mark Mitchell on the show and said, get him up here and convince him to stop all this stuff. And they bring back Elon, bring back Doge, and a whole list of things that the people want and what we voted for him on. And instead, he just went whole hog with the neocons in Israel and said, that's who I'm with now. And now his approval rating plunged even further. And now he's starting to extricate himself from Netanyahu and all of them and turn the course back. It's not about salvaging his legacy. Who gives a rat's ass? It's about saving the country and the world. That's why we're pressuring him. And when he does good things, we're going to praise it, because that gets him to do more good things, like banning most of the poison shots, executive order, today. It's about issues, moving the ball. I know most listeners are like, God, any idiot understands this. Why do you keep repeating 2 + 2 = 4? Well, I'm talking to people that just kind of woke up, think they're patriots, and don't know. And just want to watch my show and then make comments and feel superior. I don't mind them criticizing me. I want them to grow up. We're in a lot of danger here. You want new lockdowns? You want total depression? You want the left in control of everything? Worldwide? You think stuff's been bad so far? I'm involved in hardcore self-preservation here. See, I didn't join the globalists so I can live in some fortress while you all kill each other outside the fortress, because that's a prison I put myself in, and it's not morally right. I didn't join with them, so I've got to save all of us, and I need your help to do it. Nobody's coming to save us. We got to do it. This is big boy pants world. I got the Democrats, the CIA, the DOJ, Bloomberg, the New World Order, all of them coming after me for a reason, because they know I got their number. And they know if you start listening. Excuse me, Lord. Because Megyn Kelly knocking it out of the park. You're like, what do you like her? She used to be an anti. She can't be trusted. It don't matter. The fact they're all defecting to us is another sign of the victory. And what she said's true. Respond to what she says. Listen to what she says. It's all true. Here it is.
On the subject of Trump regretting this, I do. I think he regrets it very much.
Why do you think that?
Because he's not dumb. And he knows it's crushing him. It's crushing his numbers. When have you ever seen Trump exposed to bad polls not come out and attack the polls? Why isn't he doing that? Because it's every poll. It's every poll. Left, right, center. There hasn't been one poll that's good for him other than one CNN survey of core MAGA voters early on in the war, who said they were all 100% with Trump. Well, MAGA is basically defined as you're pro-Trump. Mm-hmm. So, of course, they're going to go along with Trump. But if you MAGA is shrinking. At best, it's 19% of the electorate and or of the Republican Party. And so it's shrinking. It's shrinking in relevance. And the rest of the Republican Party is having real doubts about this war. And, of course, the left is totally against it. So I think Trump is looking at his poll numbers and he understands that not only is we have a 70% disapproval rating on this war and climbing, but it's driven down his approval ratings on the things that really do get people elected, like inflation and the economy. It's caused inflation. We can all see that. For the first time last month, we saw the cost of living, like the cost of wages, the wages increase was lower than the increase in inflation. One was 3.6%, one was 3.8%. So people's paychecks are literally no longer keeping up with the rises in inflation. And his approval ratings have a corresponding dip. He is way underwater on his economic approval numbers when it comes to the overall economy and certainly on inflation with everyone. All the Hispanics who came to Team Trump in 2024 are gone. Not only are they're not ambivalent. They are saying that they're going to vote for the Democrats. They are deeply disappointed in him.
Everybody's gone except Fox News, Mark Levin,
yes,
Benny Johnson, and Dan Bongino.
Yeah, white working class leaving.
Am I missing anyone? I mean, Rogan, you,
yep.
Tucker, Candace, Tim Dillon, all the comedians, Theo Vaughn, me. Every big podcast out there is
Never say my name.
Q.
Yeah,
make sure of that.
You lied.
Q.
You betrayed. I mean, I'll tell you, for me, it's been a confusing time. It's been a frustrating time for most of us, I think. But I still support the basic Trump agenda. And I still really have hopes that he will get back to it, if for no other reason out of practicality, to save what's left of his presidency. Like, I really kind of believed in the whole let's deport the illegals thing. He did close the border, and I give him total credit for that. He did fight the gender war, and he's made a serious difference there, and I'm very grateful to him for that.
I think those are both pretty low-hanging fruit.
I know, right. But I would love for him to get back to focusing on domestic issues. It's almost like Trump found it's really hard to have an effect on those issues and gave up and said, like, foreign policy is one area in which a commander-in-chief can make a real difference, which is true. So I'm just going to focus on that. You know, it's like that little soundbite that leaked over his Easter lunch that he had that wasn't supposed to be put online, but it was for about 15 minutes. And then the White House realized and they pulled it down.
What was that?
He said in that soundbite, there's really not much the federal government can do to like change life at the local level. They can't really change crime or help you with health insurance, medical care, or like those small issues that actually affect your life on a day-to-day basis.
Now, let's shift gears to the UK that is a microcosm of the globalist attack on the West in general. The same NGOs, the same plans, the same globalists, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Germany, whether you're in France, whether you're in the UK, Canada, blue cities, it's the same nomenclature, the same training, the same destroy the whites, they're the devil, kill them, destroy them, Soros, operatives, in the judgeships and the prosecutors, releasing them, letting them engage in all these crimes as long as it's against white people. It goes on and on. And so now they had evidence put on in front of Parliament. By law, they got enough petitions of the 200,000+ girls raped, thousands murdered. And the Parliament then voted yesterday to not have an investigation or a full hearing on it and shut it down. People are pissed about that. You have this young college student, no criminal record, great guy, stabbed to death by some psychotic Sikh who's been caught before road raging, running around trying to stab people with daggers. Then they released the body cam footage where he's bleeding to death and the police won't help him because the guy called him a racist and they put him in handcuffs till he dies. Then they're very proud of themselves. People are really pissed. People are really awake because of Henry Nowak, because he's saying, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. It's just like George Floyd, but he didn't die of enough fentanyl to kill three men. Enough meth to kill somebody. He had five or six drugs in him, illegal drugs. Of course, they suppressed that coroner report from the trial, and even the prosecutor resigned and admitted they'd done it. But the cop's still in jail. But in a real case of the cop sitting there and killing somebody or letting him die, they come out and protest peacefully by the tens of thousands. The police, we have a whole bunch of videos, attack them with their shields, grab men and bang their heads into the concrete, into pools of blood, attempted murder. We have video of this. We'll show it to you in a moment. And Keir Starmer comes out and condemns attacks on the police and promises they're going to arrest everybody. When they had that mentally ill African walking by, looks through a window and sees 5 and 6-year-old girls doing a dance recital, he goes in and stabs three of them to death, stabs a bunch of others. People protest. The police attack them, and the story becomes you attack police. And thousands of people that criticize the murder of the little white girls, they go to jail. 30,000+ a year being arrested in the U.K. for their speech that we know of. So here's footage. There's a bunch of this. Of the U.K. police just attack protesters for Henry Nowak, and they're saying take a knee like they did for George Floyd over there, and they won't do it. Here's the video. Powerful, huh? Here it is from the start. As you can see, they attack them first. And there's countless videos of this. And you guys are playing two clips. Let's just stop. Let's just stop everything right now. Let's just stop everything. Stop the videos. Stop everything. Stop all the computers. Stop everything. Just stop everything. It's not a problem. We're in a new studio. Got to work some bugs out. I'm getting at least 5 feeds. I'm getting Kennedy, RFK Jr. I'm getting Keir Starmer. I'm getting footage of all this happening. So let's just reset for a few minutes. Let's relax. Let's just chill. Let's just take our time. Let's just figure out what's going on, because I'm getting hammered audio in my ear. And then let's start over. I'm not mad. Just let me know when you're ready. Just tell me when you're ready. Let's now go back, because we got a bunch of videos of the police. People are yelling, take a knee, you know, screw you, whatever. But that's their free speech. And then they get attacked by the police. Then we have footage of them grabbing people and bouncing their heads on the concrete. And that's how you kill somebody. I know. I got a little carried away a few times when somebody was beating my ass bad, and I finally got on top of them and just out of instinct, did a little dribble of the head. And, well, let's just say people got to be either fed through a tube or live in a wheelchair the rest of their life if they're lucky. And I'm not proud of that. And it's, you know, one of the few things that has gotten accurate about that is I have put some people in wheelchairs. I'll just stop right there. But I didn't start it. The point is, these cops know exactly what they're doing. When you grab somebody's head and start doing this in the concrete, that's attempted murder. Go ahead and play the videos.
That was completely unnecessary.
Careful, careful.
All right, so we've got all these posted at Real Alex Jones on X and AlexJonesLive.com. You want to go see them? Here's a shot from a drone. This is, you know, the numbers of people out there. So thousands of people out there, and they're peaceful. The police attack them, and then Keir Starmer turns it into they're the bad guys. And there's a lot of different footage of them grabbing people, dragging them out of the crowd, and then bouncing their heads off the ground while they kick them in the sides and jump on top of them. And we got some still shots of this, too, where he is in a pool of blood, and other people are in pools of blood while these leftist police engage in this type of behavior. So that's what we're dealing with here. And I got an overhead shot here. Overhead shot, I'll show you. I see the pool of blood right here. This is the type of stuff that's going on. We have that video. We'll pull up when we come back and show you that. And we have other people in pools of blood as well. And Keir Starmer responding, we'll play it next segment, saying they're the bad guys. They attacked the police. And in all these different videos, we have dozens of them, they're yelling at them saying, take a knee, and then they attack them. Oh, we'll take a knee into your head, they say. So this is what happens when the communists and the globalists control your police. Now we're going to break. Remember, this type of hardcore information is not sponsored by the Israelis, the Russians, the Chinese, the Republicans, the Democrats, or anybody else. It's financed by you. You decide if this network continues. You decide if we hire more hosts and more reporters, which we're going to do. You've been supporting us. We appreciate it. So we're building it out. The new studio's everything. Thanks for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Incredible game-changing supplements. Widest selection of Patriot apparel. So much other cool stuff. This is the final week. You have till Friday at midnight central. Any purchase on the site, 100X in the sweepstakes. And once a month, there's this last week where one super truck or super vehicle offer is ending and the new one's beginning where you can get in to win both vehicles and $20,000 cash. The rest of the time, any purchase you can put in the raffle to win just one of them and $10,000 cash. The custom H1 Hummer and the 2026 Dodge Challenger Scat Pack and $20,000 cash. Every dollar spent, 100X in the entries to win. And there's some big super sales going on right now that just last for the next 48 hours at TheAlexJonesStore.com on methylene red, methylene blue, zeolite tincture detox, our super iodine, and more.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F*** that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the Sea Moss capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Share the links at AlexJonesLive.com and on Rumble at TheAlexJonesShowLive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.